From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A Palestinian official says Israel and Gaza militant groups have agreed to a ceasefire. The agreement follows escalating violence as Palestinians battered Israel with rockets, and Israel carried out its largest series of airstrikes on Gaza since the 2014 war. Two Palestinian teenagers aged 15 and 16 were killed when an Israeli strike hit a building they were near in the west of Gaza City. 15 people were wounded across Gaza, according to the enclave's health ministry. Meanwhile, three residents in southern Israel were injured from missiles that were fired from Gaza and hit there. The flare-up came after Israeli troops shot and killed two Palestinians, including a teenager, and wounded hundreds of others in border clashes on Friday. Haitian Prime Minister Jacques-Guy Lafontaine has resigned amid widespread unrest following his failed attempt to increase fuel prices. Lafontaine told Haiti's Chamber of Deputies that he had sent the president his resignation letter. The deputies had called on the prime minister to answer questions after riots erupted between July 6th and 8th to protest the government's attempt to raise fuel prices by up to as much as 51%. At least seven people died and dozens of businesses were looted and destroyed. At least six people were killed, including five of the attackers in two car bombings Saturday near the presidential palace in Mogadishu. The Al-Shabaab group has claimed responsibility for Saturday's attacks. The twin explosions came 1 week after two similar attacks on the Interior Ministry compound killed at least 15 people. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump spent Saturday golfing at his Turnberry Resort in Scotland, even as protests over his presidency took place in Edinburgh and outside the golf club. Around 10,000 demonstrators wound through the center of Edinburgh, chanting in unison. The president and first lady are spending the weekend out of the spotlight ahead of his high-stakes summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland, on Monday. Nicola Sturgeon is Scotland's first minister.
It strikes me President Trump is a straight talker, and you know, I think it's important that when there are big issues at stake, leaders don't shy away from them. So I'm sure we'd also be able to exchange views on the things perhaps that we don't see eye to eye on as well.
Meanwhile, in London, British police arrested a man and a woman at a right-wing protest where people supporting right-wing activist Tommy Robinson were joined by a Welcome Trump rally. Robinson, whose real name is Stephen Yaxley Lennon, founded an anti-Muslim group and was jailed for contempt of court after broadcasting outside a criminal trial in May. The World Health Organization is calling for access to more than 210,000 people in urgent need of medical assistance in southern Syria. Lisa Schlein has the details from Geneva.
WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says many lives are at stake. He says health workers must be allowed to reach those in urgent need of health, and the safe delivery of essential medicines and medical items must be guaranteed.
The majority of people displaced are exposed to soaring summer temperatures of up to 45 degrees Celsius and dusty desert winds, with limited access to clean drinking water, sanitation services, and adequate health care.
WHO reports nearly 75% of all public hospitals and health centers in Dara and Kunetra are closed or only partially functioning. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least one person is dead and several others wounded after a siege on a Nicaraguan church where about 150 protesters, priests, and journalists took shelter after coming under attack by paramilitary forces. Church officials negotiated a release of the captives after they spent Friday night trapped under gunfire in Managua's Divine Mercy Catholic Church. The students were then taken out of the church and transported to Managua Cathedral. Supporters lining the streets cheered as buses carrying the students passed by. The overnight siege came after protests calling for the resignation of President Daniel Ortega on Thursday and a nationwide strike on Friday. And at the Wimbledon Tennis Championships, Germany's Angelique Kerber beat seven-time champion Serena Williams to earn the ladies' title. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.